You're hearing the sounds of Baranof Warm Springs, a quiet bay tucked away on the eastern side of Baranof Island. It's home to about 11 cabins, a field station for the Alaska Whale Foundation, and most notably, sulfur hot springs that are a mecca for people around Southeast. Jim Brennan has been coming to the Warm Springs since he was a kid.
I think I was first there when I was either 5 or 6 years old. It's where I learned to trout fish on Baranof Lake and River. As you can see by the color of my hair, that's quite a few years.
Brennan's family has owned a cabin in Warm Springs since the 1950s, and he and other residents are concerned because their quiet bay could be the site of a new hatchery.
It'll completely distort and to my mind, destroy the special quality of Baranof that's there that attracts all these visitors.
Juneau resident Dale Young put forth the proposal for the private nonprofit hatchery, the Sustainable Salmon Institute, last November. This is his third permit application in recent years. Young owns property in Warm Springs on the north side of the bay. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game identified the area as a prime location for a Chinook hatchery in the 1980s, but a project wasn't pursued. Young applied for a hatchery permit in 2011 and again in 2012, but his application was denied both times.
It's just untouched, pristine, old-growth forest and muskeg habitat, so it's just a remarkable place that's really unlike anywhere else.
Andy Zabo, director and research biologist with the Alaska Whale Foundation, says he doesn't know exactly how a hatchery would impact the ecosystem, but it would be substantial.
No question, it's going to bring noise pollution. It's going to bring a lot of people. We're quite concerned about what it's going to do to the number of predators, primarily grizzly bears, that are going to come to the area. And we have no idea what the cascading effects of that will be.
Several thousand visit Baranof Warm Springs each year, and it's an important area for scientific research in Southeast Alaska. Zabo says it is precisely that pristine nature that makes it important to researchers.
Just setting up these monitoring stations in pristine environments allows us to create a baseline to see how ecosystems are supposed to be functioning.
The new hatchery would be only 11 miles away from Hidden Falls, a hatchery built by the state in 1978 and now operated by the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. That hatchery is one of several in the area that has, in recent years, seen major problems with whale predation. Steve Reifenstuhl, general manager for NSRA, says that it's really hurt the hatchery's margins, and a new hatchery would face big challenges starting out.
But it's a grim situation. You know, it's $2 million operational cost for that facility, and we are not returning that kind of value to the common property fisheries. So we're scrambling hard trying to figure this out before we have to close the doors.
Zabo says the idea of a second hatchery so close to one that's already having problems doesn't make sense.
One needs to only sit on our dock in Maine. You can literally watch humpback whales feeding on hatchery-reared salmon at your feet. It's pretty amazing to see, but again, the idea that someone would then propose to establish another hatchery when the one that's 8 miles away seems to be suffering just seems very short-sighted.
Another concern? Bears. Hatcheries attract a lot of them. Reifenstuhl says local cruise ship companies even stop in Hidden Falls now so tourists can catch a glimpse.
Well, it would look like something like Jurassic Park, except there would be bears.
Brennan says that bears in high numbers, like in Port Armstrong and Hidden Falls, could be a much bigger issue in a residential area like Warm Springs.
Both of those are just pure hatchery bays, unlike Baranof Warm Springs, where there's, number one, a village with residents, number two, a lot of human traffic coming in on boats. The potential for conflict is unimaginable, really.
The movement of water is also key to making a hatchery run smoothly, but Brennan says it would take too much.
Basically, it's 20 cubic feet per second that he would be drawing down. That it would at times, based upon stream flow records that have been maintained throughout the 20th century, would draw the river down to levels that would threaten, if not destroy, irrevocably destroy, cutthroat trout habitat up there.
KCAW spoke with Young, who declined comment. In 2012, when Young last sought a permit, he said if the facility was built, it would be the beginning of a valuable research and enhancement tool that would be used far into the future. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.